Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Meet Jesus in the Storm of Your Life.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat battered by the waves was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. The disciples, while on the sea, were distant from Jesus because Jesus was praying on land. The disciples were on perhaps one of the most ordinary routine, boating. They are skilled in this because several of them were professional fishers before following Jesus. However, the power of the wind made big waves and they were afraid. Jesus came to them from his praying. Walking on water, he approached them. "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." That was the assurance that comes from the Lord. Notice in the Gospel how Jesus came to his disciples in the time of their struggle. Right now, what are your struggles? What is this storm that besets your life at this moment? It is only in the Gospel of Matthew do we read about Peter's reaction, saying, "Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you across the water." Here we see that Peter had the courage to go into the water and to walk on the sea. And putting his eyes on Jesus, he was able to take some steps. But Peter's fear got the best of him. He focused on the fear, the waves, the wind of drowning, and not on Jesus. Like many of us, we resemble Peter. Our fear, our doubts control us, that we forgot to keep our eyes on Jesus. The moment we rely on our own strength, we lose. I have to admit, I am at a storm right now. Well, I think most of us are. Our work, family, relationships, among many others, are waves that causes our boat to sink. Like you, my initial reaction is to lose heart. The gospel today reminds us to meet Jesus in the storm of our lives, to ask Him to rescue us in this storm, and to remember that at the moment that Jesus extends His hand upon us, let us take it and do not be afraid, for it is Jesus. He is greater than any storm in our lives.